就继续来查看来思想使徒行传圣经的经文。
We'll continue to study the book of Acts.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读这一处的经文。那么这处经文会有点长如果你身体不太舒服，也可以坐着哈。
Let's study read the scripture. It is quite long. If you physically not suit, you can sit.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们来读使徒行传的第十章第一节到第十六节，第一节起。在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫哥利牛，是意大利营的百夫长，他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。有一天约在深初，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他那里说，哥利牛，哥利牛定睛看他，惊怕说，主啊，什么事呢？天使说，你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前，已蒙纪念了。现在你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边一个削皮匠西门的家里，房子在海边上。向他说话的天使去后，哥利牛叫了两个家人和常伺候他的一个虔诚兵来，把这事都述说给他们听，就打发他们往约帕去。第二天他们行路将近那城，彼得约在午镇上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了想要吃，那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得就魂游向外，看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布系着四角垂在地上，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说，彼得，起来宰了吃。彼得却说，主啊，这是不可的，凡俗物和不洁净的物我从来没有吃过。第二次有声音向他说，神所洁净的你不可当作俗物。这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word through the Bible.
我们感谢你赐下圣灵，让我们在圣灵的带领和光照下面能够明白圣经话语的意义。
Thank you, give us the Holy Spirit that lead us to understand the Word of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the Word of God become lamp upon feet, light upon path.
照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
Light us, lest we fall in the darkness.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中，我们会看见神要兴起彼得，要借着彼得去把福音要开始传到外邦人，就是传到以色列民族之外的人。
The scripture we just read, we can see God wanted to use Peter to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
那么神在这些外邦人当中，首先神拣选了这个哥利牛。
So among the Gentiles, God first chose the Cornelius.
他是一个就是 有很好品行的这么一个人，那么他也是一个官罗马的百夫长。
And he is a very person, a very good person, and he also a Roman office.
那么神的使者对哥利牛说，就是你去把彼得要请过来。
And the angel of God basically tell Cornelius said you're going to invite Peter to your house.
我们要知道，在那个时候，就是以色列人跟外邦人之间是有巨大的鸿沟。
And we have to understand at that time, Israelites and the Gentiles, there's a huge gap between them.
所以以色列人看自己是上帝的选民。
Because Israelites look at themselves as the chosen people of God.
以色列人看外邦人，那是注定沉沦灭亡的，那是 被上帝抛弃的。
And Israelites look at the Gentile is deemed to be perished, and was God forsake.
所以以色列人就是不会就是主动的跟外邦人来往，那么以色列人更不会把神的福音拯救世人的福音想传到外邦人。
So Israelites basically are not to deal with the Gentiles, even not talking about to preach the gospel of God to the Gentiles.
但是神的心意是要上帝拯救世人的福音要传到地极，因为在上帝眼中，这地上所有的人都是按神的形象所造的，都是神所宝贵的。
But the way of God want to preach the gospel to the end of earth, because all the people are created in the image of God. It's all precious in the sight of God.
所以一方面，神让这个哥尼流派人去请彼得过来，就是让彼得给他传福音。那么另外一方面呢，神也在那里预备好彼得，因为彼得他也是以色列人，他是犹太人，他也是从来没有跟外邦人传过福音的。
So on one hand, God asked Cornelius to send people to invite Peter. At the same time, on the other hand, God is preparing Peter because he is a Jewish and he never preached the gospel to the Gentile.
那么彼得显然从我们刚才经文当中所看到，显然他看自己是一个遵行神律法的人，那外邦人都是不洁净的啊，没有神的律法和诫命的人，彼得是这样的。
So from the scripture we can see clearly at that time the mindset of Peter is that he is the people of God, he followed the law of God, and when Gentiles is considered unclean.
所以神就用这样的一个意象，就是让彼得看到这样的一个意象，就是这所有的食物你就拿起来宰来吃。
So God's low vision to show Peter is all the food, animals you can take and kill and eat.
然后彼得却说，主啊，这是不可的，凡俗物和不洁净的物我从来没有吃过。
And Peter said, not so, Lord, because I haven't eaten all those unclean food.
然后神再一次把这个意象给他看，然后又再一次对他说话，然后彼得再拒绝，然后神又再一次，这样一共三次。
So again, God showed a vision to him, asked him to eat, and Peter rejected. And again, it's three times.
我们来看彼得对神的这样的一个答复。
And let's look at Peter's response to God.
一方面，我们似乎觉得，哎呀，彼得好像很谦卑啊。彼得说，哎呀，主啊，这是不可以这样啊。
And on one hand, we feel that Peter is kind of humble, said that, Lord, not so.
但是另外一方面，这事实上这是彼得极其骄傲的一句话。
But on the other hand, this is a very a proud saying of Peter.
或者说这就是彼得对神的这个答复是最就是矛盾最荒谬的一句话。
And all you can say that what Jesus, the Peter answered, respond to God, this sentence is the most self-contradictive and also most absurd statement.
为什么这样说呢？就是一方面，彼得称神是主啊，你是我的主啊。
Why we say that? Because on one hand, that Jesus, Peter called the Lord.
但是另外一方面，彼得却对神说，哎，不可以这样。
But on the other hand, he said, not so.
这不是很矛盾吗？
It's very contradictive.
一边说，啊，你是我的主啊，你是我的主啊，但是对说，哎，你错了，哎，你错了，你不可以这样啊。
And on one hand, he said, you are my Lord. On the other hand, he said, well, you got wrong. Okay, not so.
那从另外一个角度，就说，如果，哎呀，你错了，你不可以这样，你更是不可以叫我这样，哎，你是我的主啊。这不是很矛盾吗？
And you can think about this absurd part is that on one hand you said, oh, you're wrong and you cannot do it like this and you can ask me to do it like this.
So as
I called on my Lord.
所以一边称主啊主啊，一边说不不不，所以这两个字是不应该放到一句话里面的。
So you can see, on one hand, you call Lord, 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 on the other hand, not, not, not. These two words should not be pieced together.
事实上，当我们看见彼得这样对神说话，这已经不是彼得第一次这样了。
So we know that from history that Peter is not the first time speak to God in that way.
那么在马太福音十六章这里记载。耶稣在临上十字架之前，耶稣告诉门徒，他必须上了耶路撒冷，要受许多苦，然后被杀，然后第三天复活。
Before he went upon the cross, Jesus actually told his disciples he has to go to Jerusalem, he will be killed, and the third day he will raise from the dead.
在那个时候，彼得就拉住主耶稣，就对主耶稣说：“主啊，万不可如此。”
And at that time, that Peter just grabbed him and said, "Lord, this should not never come to you."
所以这也是很矛盾，一边是主，一边是不，一边是主，一边是不。
And you can see the same pattern that one hand is Lord, another hand they shall not be.
所以这很奇怪的事情，你打个比方，你一方面叫我啊，你主啊，主啊。然后你对我说不，你到底有没有把我当主
？And so this is a very kind of strange way. And on one hand you call Lord, but on the other hand you didn't treat Jesus as the Lord.
另外一方面，你对我说不，你说我错了，你对我说不，那你为什么要叫我主呢
？And on the other way around, you said I'm wrong, but why you call me wrong?
所以耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
So in Matthew 16, Jesus actually tell Peter, "It's Satan, get behind me, because you are only just mindful of your own thing, but not thing of God."
这句话是相当相当重的。
And what Jesus respond at that time to Peter is very serious.
所以我们会认为彼得会把这句话应该记住吧？这么重的一句话，耶稣对着他说：“撒旦，退我后面去！”彼得应该把这句话记住吧
？And we think that Peter should remember this saying of Jesus Christ because Jesus said in a very harsh way, "said Satan, get behind me."
不要再这样了，一边叫主啊主啊，一边对主说不不。不要再这样了。
And Jesus basically warning Peter that do not do this again. On one hand, call me Lord. On the other hand, said not.
那接下来，事实上我们会看见，当耶稣也是在那天晚上发生的事情，就是临上十字架的那天晚上，耶稣要给门徒洗脚。那么这一次，彼得再一次对耶稣说不。
And follow up that, another event that before Jesus went upon cross is another event that Jesus wanted to wash disciples' feet. And again, Peter did this again, said, "The Lord, not for me."
而且我们特别看到，当他对主耶稣说：“你永不可这样，你永不可这样。”在他说这话之前，他还称主耶稣“主啊，主啊”。
And this time he's not only said not so, he said you will never do that, but before that he called Jesus Lord.
所以我们会看见彼得对主耶稣可以说哈，说话真的是不客气啊。
So we can see that Jesus, Peter actually, when he speaks to Jesus, he's really speaking his own mind.
彼得毫无节制对耶稣说，你不可这样，你不可这样。
And there is no courtesy actually, he just speaks to Jesus that you should not do it.
或者换另外一句话说，你错了，你这样做错了。
Or in another way, he meant that Jesus, what you do is wrong.
那另外一句话又说啊，耶稣啊，你是我的主，你是我的主。
But on the other hand, he called Jesus my Lord.
啊，最后我们就当然知道了，耶稣还是为彼得洗脚。
Of course, in that event, we know that Jesus washed Peter's feet.
耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
And Jesus said, "If I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me."
那到底要洗掉彼得身上什么脏东西呢
？And what things that Jesus want to wash off from Peter?
当然要洗去他的骄傲了。
Of course, want to wash off his pride.
那个骄傲不洗去，你会永远对上帝说不的。
If you don't wash away your pride, you will always say no to God.
那有些弟兄姊妹可能会说哈，就是彼得在这之前，就是耶稣被钉十字架啊，然后复活升天之前，彼得那是常常对耶稣说不的。
Well, some of us may think that yes, before Jesus went upon cross and Peter said no to Jesus all the time. That's true.
但是后来我们也都知道，后来耶稣复活升天，圣灵降下，圣灵充满教会，充满彼得。那么在这之后，彼得是不是就不会再对耶稣说不了呢
？And but we also know when Jesus ascended to heaven and the Holy Spirit come down and filled with the church and filled with Peter also. In that case, that Peter was still say no to Jesus.
圣经让我们看到他还对神说不。
And from Bible we see he's still saying that.
所以这就让我们觉得，我们就会有人可能就会说，那他 彼得到底有没有重生得救啊？就是以前啊，他对耶稣总是说不啊，我们还可以说啊，那个时候他心中还没有被圣灵充满啊，那个时候还没有真正的认罪悔改。那是到后来，他明明已经被圣灵充满了，已经认罪，已经三次对耶稣说我爱你，我爱你。但到后来，他为什么还是对耶稣说不呢？对神说不呢？他到底有没有得救啊，彼得
？So, brothers and sisters may have this question in this case whether Peter is actually saved or born again.Because before we can say, he say no to Jesus, and we can say, oh, at that time, the Holy Spirit has come down yet. But after Pentecost, it's obviously he's filled with the Holy Spirit, but he's still saying no to God. So the question is he actually saved?
其实首先我们要说，毫无疑问，就是当彼得对神说啊，不可这样啊，就是一切不洁净的我从来没有吃过哈、啊。就是神让他看到那个异象。当彼得对神讲这样的话，或者对主耶稣讲这样的话的时候，在那个时候，他毫无疑问已经是一个重生得救的人，毫无疑问他心中确实是有圣灵的人。
And first, we want to say at this moment when he say to God, now I should do this evil stuff. There's no question.Peter was saved, and Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit.
而且在那个时候，彼得还是主耶稣亲自所设立的，在地上教会的第一个领袖。
And also, Peter actually at times Jesus himself to ordain he's the first leader of the church on earth.
而且彼得也是被神大大使用的神的仆人。
And Peter, of course, is a God's servant, used by God greatly.
啊、所以毫无疑问在那个时刻彼得他已经重生得救他心中已经是被圣灵所带领的
And therefore of course no question at that moment that Peter was born again and saved he was filled with the Holy Spirit
但是这让我们看到一个什么哪怕在一个已经重生得救的人生命当中常常也会有救人出现
But what we know from this event is even the person was born again, was filled with the Holy Spirit, but inside of that person, there's still this old person showed up.
所以斯布顿讲过一句话，得救的罪人依然是罪人。
So Spurgeon has a saying, said, save the sinner are still a sinner.
当然这句话不是让我们每个人信了耶稣之后我们再去任意犯罪，绝对不是的。
Of course, this saying is not that we trust Jesus Christ and then we continue to commit sin. That's not what that meant.
这句话其实是道出一个得救的人他生命中最真实的光景，就是他是得救了，但是他依然还是一个罪人，只不过是蒙恩的罪人，他不是一个完人。
So this saying basically states a very true truth is that a person saved.He's saved, but he's saved the sinner with grace, but it's not perfect.
我们试想一下，如果我们把彼得这个名字拿掉，我们今天就看到有一个基督徒，他明明听见神的声音，他明明知道神对他的指示。
So let's just imagine if let's take away that Peter's name, replace one of our brothers and sisters, and he or she really hear the word of God.
然后他也明明知道神是他的主
，and he or she clearly know that God is his Lord.
他明明知道他应该顺服他的主
，and he or she truly know that he should submit to the Lord.
但是他依然对神说不不不，你错了，不可以这样。
But he or she still say to God, say no no no, you're wrong. You shouldn't be this.
不是说一次，说三次。
It's not once, three times.
如果我们看到这样的基督徒，我们会觉得，哎，他得救了吗
？If we look at this Christian, we will have a question: Is that person saved?
所以，当碰到这样的时候，我们这时候就要想起彼得。
If that's the situation happen, we need to remember the event of Peter in this event.
不要轻易的对人先做出一个结论啊，他得救，他没有得救，不要这样。
Do not just make a judgment at that time whether that person saved or not saved.
因为哪怕在一个已经得救的人身上，他依然他的那个旧人那个老我经常的会出现，但是并不表示好像啊神没有拯救他。
Because even in a saved person and his old self will often show up, but that does not mean he's not saved.
所以当我们真正明白得救的罪人他依然是一个罪人啊，蒙恩的罪人他依然是一个罪人，他不是完人。当我们真正明白这一点，
When we truly come to understand a sinner with a grace is still a sinner, is not perfect yet.
我们就更能明白神的心意了，我们也更能明白我们该怎样去对待别人，尤其是对待弟兄姊妹。
So we be more understand the will of God, more understand how God want to treat our brothers and sisters.
所以当彼得对上帝说不的时候，不可以这样的时候，上帝怎样对待彼得？上帝没有立刻从天上降下火来刑罚彼得。
So when Peter said no to God and how God treated Peter, God didn't just send fire to burn from the heaven to burn him.
我们要知道一件事情，神在彼得身上是花了很长很多的心血呀，花了很长的时间呐。
We can see that God has a lot of work in Peter.
那么，主耶稣教导彼得很多次，指出彼得这个骄傲、这个顽梗的问题很多次。
And Peter actually teach Peter and point out his problem of rebellion and stubbornness and also pride.
但是到这个时候，彼得改了没有呢？还是没有改啊。
But at this moment, Peter still have this type of thing.
有时候我在想，哇，要是我真的是受不了，忍不了，就是讲了那么多次，那么重的话都说了，撒旦你退我后面去，彼得还是这个样子，真的要是不是很让人受不了啊。
I was always think if it's up to me, it's very intolerable because so many times I've teach you and instruct you, but you still like this.
但是神没有这样，神没有刑罚彼得，神而是一再一再，一而再再而三的让他持续的看到这样的异象，然后用一种最清晰、最直接、最容易理解的方式去告诉彼得。
But that God didn't do that. God didn't punish him. But God again and again used a very clear vision to instruct Peter what to do.
因为神知道彼得已经蒙恩得救了，但是彼得里面。那个老我还是经常会出来。
Because God knows that Peter is already saved, and but inside of him, his old self will come up again from time to time.
啊，所以我们从彼得这句话呢，我们首先要看到，每一个得救的人生命当中，啊，他依然他里面那个老我经常会出来。
So from Peter's response, we want to remember that everyone being saved.Inside of him, inside of that person, his old self will come out.
所以我们就更能明白神的心意。我们用按神的心意去对待我们身边的弟兄姊妹，哪怕我们有时候会看到他软弱的地方或者失败的地方。
So with that understanding, that we can actually, according to the will of God, to respond to treat our brothers and sisters, even sometimes they may show the failure or the weakness in the spirit.
但是从另外一个方面，我们要从彼得身上看到我们自己的影子。
And on the other hand, we want to from the Peter to see ourselves.
就是我们里面那个老我，那个罪人，他是如此的顽固、顽梗，他就是不愿意死去，他经常的跳出来。
So just remind us inside of us, our old self is so stubborn, so resilient to be there. They always from the time to time.They always want to come out.
彼得是这样的，我也是这样的。
And Peter is like this. I am like this too.
所以当彼得说“主啊，这是不可的”，这句话非常非常像那个少年官曾经对耶稣说的话。
And so when Peter said, "Lord, that shall not be," it's very like this young ruler speak to Jesus.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹啊，有一弟兄姊妹可能都知道，就是有一个年轻的少年官，富有的少年官，对耶稣说：“那摩西的律法，我从小都遵行了。”
And we may remember the scripture that young ruler speak to Jesus, said, "All the law of Moses I've been observed."
就像彼得在这里说的，主啊，那食物不洁净的，那我从来没吃过。
Just like Peter said, Lord, unclean things, I never eat those unclean stuff.
就是我们里面那个罪人骄傲的生命。
And this is the pride of inside that sinner nature.
啊，我曾经看过一个小故事啊。
And once I read a story.
就是几百年前哈，当英国的宣教士去到印度。要给印度的那些贵族传福音的时候，他们碰到很大的难题。
And 100 years ago, and the British evangelist went to India. They want to preach the noble class of the Indian.
然后呢，为什么呢？因为这些印度的贵族啊，他们都不认为自己是罪人。
The reason of this is this noble class of Indian, they never think they are the sinner.
所以他们说我又不是罪人，我要怎么认罪呢？我也不需要耶稣拯救我。
And he said, I'm not a sinner, and why I have to confess my sin? I don't need the salvation of Jesus Christ.
因为那个时候印度的他们的贵族啊，都是就是守他们印度教的那些东西，他们都很多都是吃素的。
Because the noble class of India at that time, they follow this Indian religion, and they are only a vegetarian.
然后他们一个骄傲的印度贵族就对这个英国宣教士说，就说我从来没有罪，我没有做过任何伤害生命的事情。
And so one of this Indian noble person speak to the evangelist said, okay, I never hurt killed any life.
然后这个英国宣教士呢就对他说，就是那把你喝的水递给我，那杯水递给我。
And the evangelist said, can you just hand me the cup of the water you just drinking?
然后呢，这个宣教士就拿一个吸管，就从这个杯子里吸了一管水，就滴到那个显微镜的下面。
And in the this evangelist just take a drop of water from the cup that the Indian is drinking, and put it on the microscope.
然后让那个印度贵族让他来看，你来看那个显微镜。
And he led the Indian guy to look at through the microscope.
然后一看呢，当然就非常非常震惊了，就那一滴水里面无数的微生物在那里动啊动啊动啊。
Of course, when the Indian look at the through the microscope of this water, of course, it's very shocked to him because there's tons of microorganisms moving.
然后那个宣教士就对他，你看到没有？你每天喝下一口水，你杀害了多少生命呢
？And so the evangelist just speak to that person every time you drink a water, how many life form actually you killed?
其实，在上帝的眼中，每一个人都是这样的。
So inside of God, every one of us like this.
上帝的眼睛那比显微镜看得更加清楚。
Of course, God's sight is much more sharp than the microscope.
每一个骄傲的罪人只看见自己所谓的义所谓的好看不见自己的罪
Every pride sinner only look at our own righteousness but never see our sin
所以就像一句很出名的话盖恩夫人说的骄傲是人里面最后一个死去的罪
And just like a statement that someone said pride is the last sin in our human life in our nature to die
我们看到彼得已经认罪悔改，已经重生得救，但他里面那个骄傲的老我还是经常会跳出来。
We can see Peter, he already been saved, he filled with the Holy Spirit, but his pride self is always come out.
所以上帝三次让他看到异象，三次教导他，你丢弃你这个骄傲，你不要认为自己如何的守诫命。
So three times God let him see the vision and want him to cast out his own pride. Think about how much I obey the law.
我们也都知道圣经当中有一个人物他得了大麻风。
And we also know in the Bible there is a character. He got this leprosy.
就是那个这个大元帅乃曼。
And it's a general Naaman.
然后呢他去到先知那里，先知告诉他，你要到这个约旦河里把自己洗七次。
And he went to the prophet, and the prophet told him, you got to go to the river of Jordan, you have to wash this seven times.
当时乃曼听到这个先知这样对他讲，那乃曼非常生气的，转身就走。
When Naaman heard what the prophet told him this way, he's very mad, and he turned away.
因为这是非常羞辱的事情。
Because it's a very humiliating thing to do.
啊，但是最后乃曼最后还是下到约旦河里，把自己洗七次。
But in the end, Naaman actually went to the River Jordan and washed him seven times.
啊，所以这是对乃曼来说，这是非常大羞辱的事情。第一，他是大元帅啊。
And this is a very humiliating thing to do for Naaman because number one, he is a great general.
不仅他手下的那些军兵啊，那些仆人看着他，然后那些以色列人，也就是那些战败国，那些被他打败的人也看着他。
Not only his soldier and his servant watch him to wash, and the Israelites also watch him to wash because the Israelites at that time is the one that he defeated.
所以我们会想，如果我们是当时的以色列民，我们是被打败了，或者说被殖民了，我们看见这个殖民者的大元帅在那里河里洗，我们心里会怎么嘲笑他
？If you think about if I'm Israelite and I wash the person who defeated us to wash naked in the river, how much we will laugh at that person?
因为我们也知道大麻风的人，他那个皮肤是很不好看，很污秽的。
And we all know that people with leprosy actually the skins are very ugly.
他平常可以盖起来，但那个时候他要打开，所有人都看得到。
And generally they can cover themselves, but when you wash it, everyone had to be open.
而且那是公开的，这个敞开的，不是一次，七次啊。
And also in public, it's not only once, but seven times.
但是呢，其实。乃曼后来都这样做了，然后最后他不仅得洁净了，然后他也信靠以色列的神。
So Naaman actually did this. In the end, he's not only be cleansing, he also turned to trust the Lord, the God of Israel.
所以上帝不仅仅是洗去乃曼的大麻风，更是洗去他的骄傲。
And so God not only washed away his leprosy and also washed away his pride.
所以彼得上帝三次让他看到这个异象，三次对他说：“神所洁净的，你不可以当作污秽。”三次其实要除去彼得心中的骄傲。
So God three times show him this vision and three times speak to him that God treat as clean, you cannot treat as unclean, because God want take away his pride.
其实不仅是圣经中的彼得了，事实上我们每一个人常常对上帝说不的。
So it's not only Peter, actually every one of us often we speak to God say no.
我们常常可能像彼得那样，一边称耶稣是我的主，一边对耶稣说不。
And often we maybe like Peter too, that we on one hand we call him Lord, on the other hand we say to him no.
所以这是一件非常非常矛盾、荒唐的事情，但是确实常常在我们生命中发生。
Even it is very contradictory, it's very absurd, but it happened in our life all the time.
而且更加可怕的是，当我们每一次对上帝说不的时候，我们都觉得自己有道理。
And even worse, every time we say no to God, we always think we are the right one.
彼得对上帝说不的时候，彼得都认为自己有道理啊。
And when Peter said no to God, Peter think he's right.
彼得认为上帝错了。
You think God is God wrong?
我有一次印象很深刻，那是我刚信主的时间不长，后来我去到外地的一个教会参加他们的一个聚会。
And one time I have a very great impression. One time I went to a I just come to believe, and I went to a place to not my hometown to participate their church.
然后呢，那天晚上聚会呢，正好是姊妹带领。
And that night, that church, the sisters leading this gathering.
然后我就参加那个聚会，然后我发现他们教会的姊妹全部是蒙头的。
And I just find that participate that the church's gathering, and then find that church all their sisters has covered their head.
我一去，哇！我说，哎呀，这个教会好严谨呐、啊！哇，姊妹都是蒙头的，因为圣经讲初期教会姊妹都蒙头嘛。
And I said, "Oh, this church is very strict because all the sisters covered the head with a cover because early church doesn't shows that."
然后开始聚会的时候呢，那个姊妹开始带领诗歌，但是好像过程当中就有一个弟兄就提出一个意见，好像是觉得啊，我们是不是可以唱一首另外的歌啊，怎么样？
And so when the church started, get worship started, the sister leads the song, and in the midst of it, one brother actually said, "Can we sing some other song?"
具体的细节我不太记得清楚，但是肯定的是，那个弟兄也没有说出什么好像违背真理的话，什么都完全没有，就是很小的一件事情。
I don't remember the very detail, but one thing I'm sure that brother really didn't say something like truly against the truth or something, just kind of very trivial thing.
然后那个带领的姊妹对那弟说：“你闭嘴，别说话。”
And then the sister basically said to this brother, "You shut up, don't speak."
奇怪，一边蒙着头，一边对弟兄说：“你闭嘴。”
And I would just think about it's very contradictive. On one hand, is she had the cover on her head, a symbol as a obedience. But on the other hand, she speak to her brother, said, "Shut up."
姊妹为什么要蒙头呢
？And why sister should have a cover on their head?
顺服的记号是不是？
Because Bible said this is the sign for obedience.
就愿意服在
submit，
愿意服在权柄之下、啊。当然也不是说就你要顺服弟兄，不是，但是是个顺服的记号啊。
But this is a sign of obedience and submit.
所以到当时这个印象很深，这件事可能都已经过去几十年了。我因为让我很 shock， 我因为这两件事情太矛盾了。你说你不要蒙头，你对别人说不要说话怎么样？完全理解啊，很多人都这样啊，没有问题啊。
These things has passed away for a long time, but I still have a great impression because these two things actually put together is very contradictive. And because if you don't cover your head, if you say shut up, probably understandable.
那你为什么要蒙头呢
？But Why you want to have a cover on your head?
为什么你要表达出这样的一个记号？你告诉我所有人，你告诉我这个刚来的人，哇，这是一个顺服的姊妹，这是一个就是温柔顺服的姊妹，因为她有这样的一个记号啊。
Why you want to show this to the congregation? To me, a newcomer with the cover on your head, showing this is the sign of submit yourself.
结果你那个样子，完全跟你这个记号。矛盾啊
But on the other hand, what you said is what you did is completely contradict to the sign you tried to show.
所以这就是彼得对上帝说：“主啊，主啊！”但是他又说：“不啊，不啊！”就这样矛盾啊
And this is the same thing like when Peter speak to the Lord, 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 at the same time say should not, no, no. It's contradictive.
啊，所以我们今天从彼得他生命中这件事情哈，让我们第一个看见，哪怕在一个重生得救的人生命当中，也常常会有老我的生命，就是出现。
So from this event of Peter we learn today is that even the person was saved and was filled with the Holy Spirit, and their self, old self, could still show up.
所以，一方面我们要看到，面对这样的人。我们应该怎样明白神的心意，按照神的心意 去面对
So on one hand, when we run into this type of people, we want to know what the will of God, heart of God to deal with, to treat such people.
但是另外一个方面，我们就是要审视我们自己了，我们自己里面那个 老我的生命，罪人的生命，是不是常常的不愿意死去，就要跳出来对上帝说不
But on the other hand, we need often examine ourselves is my old self. I'm not willing to die. And actually, from the time to time, we have to jump up, say no to God.
所以对于我们自己，我们就要像保罗说的那样，我们要克服己身，让身服我。啊，这是对待我们自己。我们要让我们里面那个老旧的生命，真正的就除去，真正的就死去，不要再跳出来。
So.To ourselves, we really need, like Paul said, we have to control ourselves to make our old self die. Don't let them jump out again and again.
要不然我们活得就像一个精神分裂的人，一边说主耶稣主耶稣，一边对上帝说不啊不。
And otherwise, we just live like a life with a split.Personality. On one hand, we call Lord and Lord. On the other hand, we say to God, No and No.
所以我们真的就活出像耶稣教导我们的祷告那样，愿神的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，也就是说愿神的旨意至少行在我的生命当中，不受任何拦阻。
So that we can live a life like Jesus teach us to pray, thy will be done on earth as in heaven, and at least thy will be done on myself as in heaven.
好，我们弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一读圣经的经文。
So let's stand up, let's in closing read the scripture.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们来读以弗所书的第四章，我们从21节读到第24节。21节起，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
我们今天从圣经中看到圣灵，看到神在彼得生命中的工作。
Today, from the scripture, we see the Holy Spirit's work at Peter.
我们看见神对待彼得这个蒙恩的罪人是何等的宽容，何等的怜悯，何等的有智慧，来让彼得的生命能够真正在神的道中能够真正被重生。
We see God's wisdom and God's mercy and God's love in the work through the, in Peter's life, so his life can be really live a truly born again life.
我们也愿圣灵同样在我们每一个人生命中做工，让我们真正的能够看见我们生命当中，我们虽然是蒙恩得救的人，但我们里面那个老我的罪人常常会想要跳出来。
And may Holy Spirit do the same work in each one of us, so we can see even we are saved, but as a saved sinner from ourselves, inside of us, our old self often will not die but jump out.
愿神怎样的在在彼得生命中 做工，也愿神怎样的在每一个人生命中做工，让我们真正的能够顺服基督，在基督里成为新造的人。
So may the Lord, how Lord work in Peter and also did the same work in us, so each one of us will truly become in Christ, will become a new creation.
让我们有一天终于可以不再一边称呼主耶稣主啊主啊，然后又对主耶稣说不不。
So one day we come to the status that we no longer call Lord Lord, at the same time we say no no.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.